Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Dr. Anne McLaren spent her career surrounded by mice as she focused on understanding mammalian embryonic development in a number of varying situations. After earning her doctorate in 1952, she began working alongside her husband at University College in London, where the pair studied spinal development of mice as it related to genetic differences between the embryo and the carrier womb. Upon moving to the Royal Veterinary College in 1955, she found that she needed to be able to study generations of mice more quickly than what naturally occurred, so she employed and improved a technique, superovulation, as well as developing a more efficient way to transfer embryos between mice. Working with a colleague, she produced the first litter of mice grown from embryos developed outside the uterus and transferred into a surrogate mother, paving the way for the development of in vitro fertilization, including the first human born by IVF 20 years later. Moving to Edinburgh and the Institute of Animal Genetics, she researched fertility, skeletal characteristics of chimeras, or organisms consisting of two or more genetically different kinds of tissues, the development of mouse embryonic transfer, and immunocontraception. As an expert in reproductive technologies, she was invited to be a member of the Warnock Committee, where her guidance and explanations of the science made the committee's report much stronger. This led to the Human Fertilization and Embryology Act of 1990 and the establishment of the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, which McLaren served on for over 10 years. After her retirement, she became a principal research associate at the Wellcome Trust Cancer Research UK Girton Institute, where she continued her work in fertility and reproduction until her death in 2007. This work included helping to found Frozen Ark, a project whose aim is saving the DNA and viable cells of the world's endangered species. Dr. McLaren published over 300 papers, and during her career was the first female officer of the Royal Society. She was a recipient of the Royal Medal in 1990, the Japan Prize in 2002, and in 2007, the March of Dimes Prize in Developmental Biology. In 2021, Google honored her legacy with a doodle on her 94th birthday. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.